Well, a warm bank is effectively a place where somebody can go if they want to try and cut down on their heating bills this winter, a place where they can be warm, a place where they can maybe get some hot refreshments. And effectively, it's a place where there's no judgment. And that's an important thing because there's a stigma about being poor or not having enough to make ends meet. And we want to try to avoid that stigma.
So obviously the rise of cost of living, as you just mentioned, has been on the horizon for a while. When did the council start discussing the issue of needing warm banks?
Well, we've been looking at the cost of living issue for quite some time, and we've put aside a 3 million pot of money from our council reserves to deal with it. And warm banks were one of the first things which we started considering. So I would say a good 3 or 4 months at the very least, I should say.
And how many warm banks are there across Richmond?
Well, we've got a first tranche of them. I would say at the moment we've got about 20 official ones, and they are in all sorts of locations. The main heavy lifting is being done, as you'd expect, by the libraries, because they're already places which are open nearly every day and are warm and inviting. They've got chairs and importantly, something to do in the libraries, because at least you have huge amounts of books that you can pick up. But we're also pressing into service other centres like our children's centres. And importantly, our youth centres, because young people, particularly if parents, both parents are out working and they don't want to go home to an empty house and just, put the heating on for just them. So we're also bringing in our youth centres. We don't know what the demand is going to be for those. So that particular element is going to be for an 8 week trial, and we will see how it goes.
How can people access the warm banks and who can access them?
Anybody can access them. As I say, it's one of those no questions asked, just turn up and you can use them. The people who want to know where they are, they can go onto the council's website, and we have a full directory of all of the locations. We'll keep adding to those locations. And importantly, if people have a space that they'd like to offer, maybe a church, community group, something like that, there's also a button on the website that they can click to register their warm bank. So that they can become involved in the scheme.
How long do you think the warm bank scheme will run for?
It's difficult to say. The issue that we have at the moment is that it is still quite mild. You wouldn't think it was autumn. So it's difficult to be able to assess demand. However, I think we might see a lot more of it post Christmas, a lot more demand, because we will see, as always happens around Christmas, that it is a time when people do tend to spend money. And then they look at the credit card bills or the bank statements in early January and think, oh my goodness. And I think that we will start seeing an uptake and a greater demand for the use of them then. Although, of course, we'll make sure that they're open now for those people who need to use them.
And how much are warm banks kind of costing the council?
It's difficult to say because obviously we're using provision which is already open. I do know that specific additional costs for a couple of the youth centres, because we're having to lay on extra activities there. And we're looking at the pointy end of about £50,000 just for the youth provision for 8 weeks. But so it's very difficult to say how much is being spent on this initiative itself, given that libraries will be open. And you can never know how many people are going to go in, so how much you're going to be spending on additional beverages and stuff like that. So difficult to say.
In terms of when you said the youth activities, what activities are they?
Oh, well, we're having to pay for additional youth coordinators to come in, so it's the staffing costs. So there'll be, age-appropriate games, I think, is possibly the best, which makes it sound terribly old-fashioned. And I'm sure they'll be doing a lot more than that. It's going to be a bit more than Scrabble and Bing Bong. I'm 51, so I'm probably not the best person to ask as to what's appealing to young people these days. But we've got really good youth teams with our.
So I guess warm banks have two roles. There's the obvious role in helping people through the cost of living crisis, but then I guess they've become also a social space for the community.
Social isolation is one of the big issues that we have. And it faces all councils, but I think particularly so for Richmond upon Thames, as we have a slightly older demographic, and we do have a larger percentage of older adults living alone. So this is an opportunity for people to come along, meet others, and possibly make new friends. And at the same time, what we're making sure that there's going to be provision in some, not all, I have to stress, but some of the more used banks will be colleagues who will be able to give advice on debt, on money management, on other ways in which they can access help, because there are lots of benefit pots out there, but we find that sometimes people don't realize, either they don't realize that they're there or they don't realize that they're eligible. One anecdotal piece is I was talking to one of our charitable funders, and they were telling me that a young father came into their offices and put in an application for a fuel allowance. And he's earning in excess of £40,000 a year. But because his outgoings matched their criteria and they were able to say, yes, absolutely, you qualify, he was able to be given a grant. So it's things like that. So it's not just a place for people to come in and get warm. It's also a place where people can actually get, tangible help and assistance to get them through some of the most difficult times that we're going to be facing this winter.